With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation cooled last month. According to the government's just-released Consumer Price Index, prices rose 0.2% in February, a 2.8% increase year-over-year compared to a 3% rise in January. Last month's report a bit better than analysts had been expecting. As President Trump pursues his drive to streamline government, the Justice Department is, among other things, restructuring its public corruption unit.
Prosecutors have been told they will be asked to take new assignments and cases will be transferred to U.S. attorneys' offices around the country. The decision comes weeks after the Public Integrity Unit's leadership resigned when Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove ordered corruption charges be dropped against New York Mayor Eric Adams. A DOJ spokesperson says department leadership is taking a broad look at the agency's resources but have made no final decisions about the future of the Public Integrity Section. It was created in 1976 following the Watergate scandal. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The European Union imposing fresh tariffs on American goods, so says the European Commission president.
Ursula von der Leyen announces retaliatory trade measures, responding within hours to the Trump administration's increase in tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports to 25%.
The countermeasures we take today are strong but proportionate.
The EU measures cover goods up to $28 billion, not just steel and aluminium products, but also textiles, home appliances and agricultural goods. Motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter and jeans will also be hit, as they were during President Donald Trump's first term. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning for the stock market. The Dow futures up close to 500 points. NASDAQ futures 353 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll of Americans on transgenderism.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More major corporations are dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that critics say promote the LGBT agenda and racism. Uber is one of the latest. The ride-hailing service removing the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed last month. Salesforce has done the same thing in its latest report. The parent company of Jack Daniel says it will no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. SRN News. Federal investigators issuing recommendations for safer skies surrounding a major Washington, D.C. area airport, scene of a deadly aviation disaster a couple of months ago.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says many helicopters and planes are flying way too close in the area where a Black Hawk helicopter collided with a passenger jet in January, killing 67 people. Homendy says choppers and planes can get as close as 75 feet from each other while trying to land at Reagan National Airport in Washington.
We're therefore recommending today that the FAA permanently prohibit operations on helicopter Route 4 between Haynes Point and the Wilson Bridge when runways 15 and 33 are being used for departures and arrivals at DCA.
And that report from correspondent Donna Warder. More details, srnnews.com.